Okay, so this is an exercise called STOP, STTOP. It's a cognitive diffusion mindfulness exercise, and I'll explain what that is in just a moment. But first, what I'd like you to do is just find a comfortable position, rest your head back on the chair, find a comfy spot for your arms and your legs. It's usually best to uncross your arms and your legs, and just find a comfy spot where you can nestle in for a few moments. And then what I'd like you to do, once you've found a comfy spot, is to close your eyes and breathe nice and deep and slow in through your nose or in through your mouth, whatever feels right to you. Just breathing in nice and deep and slow into 7. And all the way out to 11. Breathing in nice and deep and slow into 7. And all the way out to 11. And as I'm quiet, I want you to continue breathing in nice and deep and slow into 7. And out to 11. And as you do, I want you to just take notice of the different sensations you're experiencing in your body in this moment. Try to notice any tightness or tension in your shoulders, in your chest. Try to notice any tightness, tension in your jaw, in your forehead. Heaviness in your chest, tingling, heaviness in your hands and in your arms. Try to notice any sensations in your feet and your legs as you breathe in nice and deep and slow into 7 and out to 11. Just take notice of those sensations, observe them, let them be there. Don't try and change them. Just take notice of what you observe. With an eye of curiosity, with an eye of questioning, observing, just try to understand what you're feeling. Make room for it. Allow it to be there. Don't try and change it. Don't try and fix it. Don't try and minimize it or make it go away. Just observe it as you would if you were a curious scientist, looking at it. Noticing it. Observe the depth, the movement, the tenacity of the sensations. Just notice what you can about what you're experiencing in your body. Whether there's warmth or coolness in your hands, whether there's tension in your forearms or fatigue, any tightness or tension or heaviness in your shoulders, in your jaw, in your forehead, any heaviness in your chest, tightness, constrictedness in your chest. Notice your tummy too. Is there any tightness? Noticing any tension, tightness in the feet, in the calves, in the quads. Just make note of it. Observe it, but stay with your breath. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, into 7 and out to 11. Stay with your breath. Notice the whole body as if you're observing from above. Observing spots of tightness or tension as if there's a color on that part of your body. Whether the energy in that part of your body you associate with a certain color, be it red, blue, green, brown, or black. Just notice a certain energy. Feel it, observe it, look at it, allow it to be there. Be curious about it. Stay with your breath. Good. As you continue to stay with your breath, I'm just going to take a moment to describe this exercise for you. So that first part of the exercise is really what's called a grounding exercise. And wherever you are, whenever it occurs to you, it is important to take a few moments to just notice what you're experiencing. Observe what you're experiencing in your body, what it feels like. Be curious about where it comes from, what triggered it, how strong it is, what it's associated with, and what emotions you're feeling. That's a mindfulness exercise that just comes with just observing. What you're experiencing and noticing in that moment. And the more you can do that, the less afraid we become of our sensations. The less fear we have of anxiety, overwhelm, sadness, whatever the emotion is, the less afraid we are of the somatic manifestations of those emotions, those thoughts in our body. We get to a place where we're not afraid of tightness, of tension, of warmth. And that's a really important place to get to, is becoming less afraid of the somatic manifestations of anxiety. Because truly, as you've learned, it can't harm us, it can't hurt us. Just noticing, allowing it to be there, being curious about it, is a really important mindfulness step. And you can get to a place where you simply say things to yourself like, oh, there's tightness. I must be thinking something that's distressing. I must be ruminating or catastrophizing. I must be magnifying or mind reading. Becoming more and more acquainted with the thought patterns that give rise to the emotions, that give rise to the somatic experiences and the behaviors such as avoiding or ruminating, pacing, whatever the behavior may be. So as mentioned, this exercise is called STOP, and it stands for STTOP. And there's various steps in the STOP exercise, but essentially, as mentioned, it's what's called the cognitive diffusion exercise. So normally with anxiety, with anxious thoughts and feelings, we fuse to them. We take anxious thoughts and feelings as immediately valid, as immediately true, and we attend to them, we focus on them, and we zoom in on them. And in the process of doing it, we catastrophize and we magnify. We think of worst case scenarios and we think about how horrible that's going to be. So that's all fusion, fusing with the anxious thought and feeling, fusing with it, immediately believing it, dwelling on it, making it big, catastrophizing and magnifying. That all falls under the umbrella of cognitive fusion, immediately taking our thoughts as valid instead of questioning them, analyzing. So cognitive diffusion is all about separating from anxious thoughts and feelings, observing them, questioning them, analyzing, noticing them, challenging them, and replacing them. So this exercise, as mentioned, is a marriage between a cognitive behavioral approach to managing anxiety and a mindfulness approach to managing anxiety. So wherever you are, whatever the trigger, whenever it occurs, the most important first thing to do when you notice anything is occurring, You neither notice the symptoms in your body, the somatic manifestation, or you notice the ruminative thoughts, or you notice the catastrophizing, the magnifying. Whatever you notice, the single most important thing to do is to stop. And the S in the acronym STOP stands for stop. Because the single most important thing you can do when anything is going on is to stop. Don't ignore it. Don't minimize it. Don't dismiss it. Don't pretend like it's just going to go away on its own. The most important thing to be done is to stop and to take notice of what's occurring, as we did in the beginning of the exercise. We took notice. Take notice of the anxious feelings in your chest or your tummy. Take notice of the thoughts you're experiencing. All those things are important, and we'll get to that step. But the S in stop is to stop. Stop everything. Sit down, stay where you are, sit in the bathroom for a bit, sit in the car. Stop in the grocery store, wherever you are. The most important thing is to stop. Generally speaking, it takes only a 90-second pause, a 90-second interjection to stop the amygdala in the limbic system from getting hijacked, from dwelling on that thought, focusing on that thought, from catastrophizing and magnifying. All it takes is 90 seconds to pause. So stop. The first T, and STTOP, is to take some deep breaths, just like we did at the beginning of the exercise. Wherever you are, whenever it occurs, whatever the trigger, stop and take some deep breaths. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, into 7 and out to 11. Just let that anxiety settle. And you'll get to solving it, changing it, replacing it. But for now, we just want to calm things down. Just take some deep breaths and calm things down. So we're going to do that together for a moment. Then exhale ever so slowly all the way out to 11, making that exhalation really long, really comfortable. Good. And breathing in ever so slowly into 7. Good. And ever so slowly all the way out to 11. Good. Breathing in all the way down to the lower ribs. And all the way out to 11. Really enjoying that sense of release you feel as you let that breath all the way out. So as I'm quiet, take a few more breaths, calming, releasing tension and tightness, letting go of anything distressing, anything disturbing, just using the rhythmic nature of the breath to bring yourself back into this moment. Where you are, if your feet on the floor, this moment that's happening now, letting go of the moment in the past and the moment that hasn't happened yet, grounding yourself into this moment, the only moment that matters. So taking some time to take some more deep breaths in and out. Good. So what's really important is stop. Take as many long, slow, deep breaths as you need to get that anxiety down to a 3 or 4, down to a manageable level. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, exhaling out. And as you do, just repeating to yourself some sort of mantra. Let it go. Breathe out. Release. Relax. Whatever is helpful for you. So the second T in the exercise is to take notice of what happens. And take notice of what's happening in your body. Take notice, as we did very briefly in the beginning, of what you're experiencing in your body, the somatic sensations. Notice as you take notice how it changes. It may lessen. It may stay the same. It may get worse, but that's unusual. So take notice as you focus on it, and reminding yourself it's just stress hormones, nothing more, nothing less. As long as you're breathing nice and deep and slow, nothing can happen. You'll be okay. It's just adrenaline, adrenocorticotropin, corticotropin releasing hormone. And any stress hormones peak within 2 to 3 minutes and resolve within 10. And that 10 minutes is just them dissipating throughout the body, just flushing out of the system. So breathing nice and deep and slow, in to 7, out to 11. Take notice of what you feel in your body. Take notice too of what you're feeling. What emotion is the strongest? There may be many. It could be fear, nervousness, embarrassment, worry, shame, guilt, pressure. Take notice of what you're feeling and give the emotion a word. Take notice of what you're thinking too. What are you thinking about you? What are you thinking about the situation? What are you believing needs to happen? What kind of thought are you having? Is it a magnifying thought where you're making things big? Is it a catastrophizing thought where you're thinking the worst and believing for sure the worst is going to happen? Is it shoulding, S-H-O-U-L-D? Or perhaps are you mind reading or personalizing, thinking you know what somebody else is thinking? What kind of thought are you having? How would you characterize it? Take notice of what you're thinking about others in this situation. How do you know that to be true? Where's the evidence against it? Take notice of what you think this situation means or the implication. Where's the evidence? Where's the evidence against that? What is truly the likelihood? How many times have you had thoughts like this when it hasn't come to pass? What alternative, more likely outcome will happen that has happened in the past and is more positive and realistic? Do you actually know for sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, with 100% certainty, what somebody else is thinking? Are you currently putting a ton of unreasonable pressure and expectations on yourself? Isn't it okay to make a mistake? Is it really, truly as bad as you're making it out to be in your mind if it were to happen? Yes, undesirable, but is it the end of the world? Is it truly, honestly, that bad? When you've had this thought before, Have you not coped? Have you not survived? Was it as bad truly as you thought in the moment when you reflect upon it afterwards? Out of the many, many, many times you've had this type of thoughts, how many times has it truly, honestly happened as you imagined? Just because you have a thought, does it make it immediately valid and true? We can have garbage thoughts every day. Thoughts that don't happen. Predict horrible things that never come to pass. Is it happening now? Is it a fact? Does it make sense? Is it helpful to think in that way? To predict that from happening? How is it hurting you right now? How is it holding you back? How is it getting in your way? So notice what behaviors you're doing as a result of these thoughts, these feelings, these sensations in your body. Are you ruminating? Are you avoiding? Are you quiet? Notice what triggered the entire thing. What started this whole thing? Was it inside or outside of you? Remembering, just because you can have a thought, just because it makes you feel a certain way, just because you avoid it, doesn't make it true. Doesn't make it valid, doesn't make it realistic. So now the O in stop is to observe what happens as you repeat these phrases over and over to yourself. So take a long, slow, deep breath. Exhaling out. Finish this sentence. I notice the feeling of. And breathe again, doing it again. I notice the feeling of. Exhale and let it go. Let that feeling go. Let it dissipate, let it shrink, let it dissolve, let it go away. And one more time. I notice the feeling of, see it get smaller, see it shrink away, see it float away into the sky. And then I notice the experience in my body of, and name that sensation. Breathe in. And exhale, let it go. And notice the experience in my body of taking another long, slow, deep breath in. And notice the experience in my body of good, and now I notice the thoughts of. And let that breath go. Blow those thoughts away. Imagine them crumbling, disintegrating, dissolving, disappearing. It's just a thought, it's not real. Exhale, let it go. I notice the thought of. And one more time. I notice the thought of. Blow it away. Let it get small. Let it disappear. I notice the original trigger of be it something someone said or did or didn't do or a thought in your head. It all started, the trigger, and then you had a thought about that trigger and you focused more on it. And then you started breathing in a dysregulated way, and then you started experiencing sensations in your body. And then we start catastrophizing and magnifying and shoulding and mind reading. But isolate the original trigger. What was the original trigger? So taking a long, slow, deep breath in. Exhaling and letting go. I notice the original trigger of, and try to isolate it, try to sort it out. And one more time. And let it go. And in this situation, what is it I believed I needed most? And is it realistic? What is it I believe I needed most? And is it realistic? So taking some long, slow, deep breaths in. And out. Three times. In. And out. And again. And out. Good. Now the last step and stop is P. And so two parts of P. First part is to plan to respond to the trigger in a way that's completely opposite. So that could take many shapes or forms. Automatically assuming it's false since it's been false so many other times. Automatically just focusing on a calming, realistic thought such as, I'm fine. It's just an anxious thought. It's just an anxious feeling. I can do whatever I want to do. So whatever works for you, I want you to do exactly opposite to what you would have done before. So if you would have focused on the anxious thought before, instead, distract yourself, breathe, assume everything will be fine, go for a walk, sing songs. It doesn't matter what it is, but do exactly opposite to what you would have done before, in a bold and courageous way. Do the exact opposite to what you would have done. If before you would have ruminated, catastrophized, dwelled, magnified, do the opposite. Just take a big leap and assume everything will be fine. It has been in the past. It's a reasonable assumption. Do the thing you're afraid of with zeal and vigor, with determination. Fly in the face of it like you've done in the past. So doing the exact opposite is a really important thing to do. Instead of believing the thought immediately, challenge it immediately. Whip out one of the forms. Talk out loud to yourself. Do anything and everything that's the exact opposite to what you would have done before. So that's the first part of P, is to plan to respond in a way that's the exact opposite. The other part of P is, if you're feeling comfortable, putting your hand on your heart, having some compassion for yourself, for experiencing the anxiety you do feel. It's uncomfortable. It's certainly something you wish to avoid. It's certainly something you don't wish to be part of your life. But it's important to befriend it and have some compassion that this is currently and only temporary your experience. You've had other times in your life where you never experienced this before, and those times will return. However, in this moment, in this day, you experience a little bit of anxiety. And as you learn more skills, more mastery over your thoughts, more mastery over your feelings, better able to challenge the thinking, becoming less afraid of the thoughts and the sensations, you too will again return to that state of feeling calm and confident, able to do whatever you want. So with your hand on your heart, just having a little of compassion, like you would for a friend if they were struggling. Just be kind with yourself. And as you'll notice, the more kindness you show yourself, that anxiety will pass. The less of a big deal we make out of it, the less we judge ourselves, the more easily it passes. So that's the mindfulness, compassionate part of managing anxiety. Accept what's going on in this moment. Notice it, observe it, have kindness and caring for yourself, and trust that this too will pass. This will lessen the more skills and awarenesses, the more successes you experience. This too shall pass. So each and every time you practice this exercise, either following along with the recording or just following along with the sheet, you'll notice and experience different things. And the more and more you practice this exercise, the more you'll be surprised to notice the things you once worried about become less bothersome. You're confused and bemused by the things that used to consume you. That's the interesting thing about anxious thoughts and feelings. As we get better and better at managing them, changing them, replacing them, and just befriending them, they pass, they go away, they dissolve. And we get to a place where we forget it was even a part of our life. And that's a nice place to be. But whatever, whenever that happens for you, you'll always have these skills. You'll always have these awarenesses, these tools and techniques to manage anxiety. You'll have it in your back pocket. So to every time you practice this exercise, just reflect upon how it was meaningful and helpful for you, how it was beneficial and different or the same, how it was unique, and what situations you worked through when you practiced the exercise. So when you're in a moment, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you, feeling a little more at peace, a little more confident, a little more relaxed.